and this is...
Oh, it's the party with John Hambone McGuire.
And this is Mai Tai TV episode number 31.
Whoa.
3-1.
3-1.
3-1.
Yeah.
We are so on fire tonight.
We're hype.
I had a hell of a day.
You had a very nice day.
Yes, yes. I'm so ready for a drink.
Well, I made you a drink.
But let's talk about what we're having on the show today. Would you like to do it or should I do it?
Come on, you know you're better at it.
Ah, today we're going to be talking about Iron Fist, the latest Netflix Marvel Universe programming.
Yes.
I hear it's terrible. The next thing we're going to talk about is going to be Get Out. Have you seen Get Out?
I didn't see Get Out.
You didn't see Get Out.
I didn't see Get Out. I want to see Lego Batman instead.
You really need to see Get Out.
I know. That's like, everyone tells me that.
Well, all right. You can talk about Lego Batman. I'll talk about Get Out.
Okay.
It's fantastic. And then we're going to talk about, well, we're going to talk about Southpaw Regional Wrestling, which is
best.
The greatest 80s wrestling show I've ever seen.
And you've never seen it up until now.
And then we're going to talk about other stuff. But first, Hambone, you're going to make us a drink. What are you making for us today, Hambone?
Tonight I'm making the Big Bamboo. I initially was going to make the Castaway, then I realized we made it a bunch of episodes back.
Bamboo, the Big Bamboo. You named this after your penis, didn't you?
Come on, son. Don't talk about me like I'm not in the room. Well, anyway, this is another rum drink, and we are back on the rum, folks. No more gin at the Headhunter's Lounge.
Thank God I hate gin.
Fucking gin's the worst. So, anyway, it's a nice gold rum and a dark rum mix. We're going to start off, as always, with a little bit of lime juice. We're going to get a little ice in the shaker. We've got a great juicer upstairs, so we get a half ounce of lime juice right here. It's a nice fresh squeezed lime juice. You know that supermarket down the block from your house has the best limes.
Yes, it is called, what is it called?
What's Super Fresh.
Super Fresh.
Super Fresh has the best limes.
We had this ghetto AMP down the street from our house, like in Belleville. It's like a Dunkin' Donuts. It was like dry cleaner, like AMP and a washing machine, play laundromat. And it was the worst. And they finally just got rid of it. It was gone one day, no AMP.
Oh, yeah, he finally went out of business.
So I'm like, what could they replace it with? And they comes out Super Fresh. And I'm like, well, Super Fresh can't be good. It's the same as Super Fresh.
It's actually pretty good.
But no, they've got all these weird fruits and vegetables I've never heard of.
They got some weird fruits and vegetables. We did use the fresh squeezed lime juice in there because you have heard a lot.
How much?
Half an ounce of fresh squeezed lime juice. We used half an ounce of orange juice, half an ounce of ruby red grapefruit. We're going to put a half ounce of the Libra & Co. passion fruit syrup in here.
Half ounce,
because, you know, I realized if I can make things to taste like the hurricane in any way, shape, or form,
I will be a very happy
You're
going
to be a very happy guy.
I love hurricanes.
So we're going to put in a full ounce of gold rum here. We're almost done with the bottle of the Appleton Special Jamaica.
Which is older than me.
It's okay.
My father bought it for my mother the moment I fell out of her vagina.
So it's a very special bottle, folks.
He's like this. This is what real men drink. Appleton Estate Golden Rum.
We've been drinking it for 40 years, folks. And we're going to put in a half ounce of my favorite Myers Dark Rum.
That cap doesn't seal. Yeah. This thing's like it's just, I can't believe we still drink this.
Yeah, well, it's almost done. You know when we don't have to drink it anymore, George? When the bottle is finished.
Damn straight.
Because we're men, we're adults, and we don't waste alcohol.
And El Greco is excited to try this out.
You are very excited to try this out. And we're going to put in just two dashes of Angostura Bitters. All right, and that's that. Give her a little shake. Thank you, George.
Bamboo Hambone penis.
Oh, God.
Let me know how you taste. I mean it. Yeah, Hambone.
I think the show just jumped the shark.
Boom.
Good night, everybody.
All right, that is exciting. I can have that every day of the week.
I know
it's
kind
of like a Mai Tai meets a hurricane.
It's a Mai Tai meets a hurricane.
I'd say we make that every week.
We should make that
just
every week.
Just call it something else.
Big Bamboo Tuesdays.
Yes, Big Bamboo.
And folks, I don't need another nickname. This does not have to catch on.
You need all the nicknames. All the nicknames. I recently heard someone call you Cutie Patootie. No, I think that's
that was
stick.
My mom, George.
That should stick.
That was my
that
mom.
That should stick. So the first thing we should talk about is Iron Fist. Ooh.
So a lot of people are hating on Iron Fist. A lot of people are... And
hate,
I
hate white people, apparently.
I don't know about that. I think it's... Well, a lot of people are upset because they felt like it was whitewashed, the whole cast. And also, it's slow. I mean, the problem with Iron Fist is this. It is a kung fu... It's a kung fu show, and there's not a whole lot of kung fu, and it's slow. And that's it. You know, when you think of the Marvel Netflix series like Jessica Jones, like Luke Cage was a little slower, but man, it had a vibe to it. Daredevil... moved at a pretty good pace, but Iron Fist is really slow to watch. It takes about 3 episodes for the show to actually take off and
but
go
is
somewhere.
It slow, like slow build towards something amazing?
No, it's just slow. It's slow, it gets to the 3rd episode, and then it starts to be a slow build to the 6th episode, and then things start really happening.
So it eventually just gets amazing.
hasn't gotten amazing yet.
Howard's the acting is as superior as I hear it is.
Nah, that's all right.
I was about to watch it on Friday. I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to watch it. And I decided to just binge on Girls instead. Have you ever watched Girls, Hambone?
I have watched Girls.
Everything I've learned about the modern millennial female, I've learned from watching Girls. Girls is stupendous. It is possibly the greatest show you can watch on TV today.
Actually written by a millennial female, so
I watch it every single week.
Do you know?
I've learned that today's female barely wears, like, underwear. They do not mind going out in the jungle. Like, it's, I don't even know what I'm saying
like
there.
Like the jungle, like Tarzan jungle?
I'm just like the world. Like, it is
the
like,
world.
I'm so frightened by what I see on that show, yet I am amazed by what I see on that show.
You're having a son.
Yes. I'm so glad. Because no, but my kid might end up being like Adam Driver from Star Wars.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so there's that problem. I'm telling you guys, if you have never seen Girls before, start at season one. Like, just ignore the violent sex and the excessive nudity, but definitely watch the best half hour you ever experience. I say it's as good as Iron Fist, but I hear this is a movie and two TV shows that we really should compare against each other.
Girls and Iron Fist?
Yes.
I don't see it.
Really? Not at all?
Not at all.
Is there any nudity in Iron Fist?
No, nah, it's Disney Marvel. The most you're going to get is some side boob.
I don't know where I'm going with any of this. I am so tired. I am so done.
Drink your drink.
Keep talking about Iron Fist, Sam.
Iron Fist is pretty good. My buddy George pointed out to me that, because he watched a lot of kung fu movies, and he pointed out that the fight scenes are a little tough because just when you're about to see some action, the camera pulls in the wrong direction. And I fully agree with that. After watching it, and then once he critiqued it for me, I kind of, you know, continued watching, and I got to episode 5, and I was really starting to see that. Episode 6, I was told, was directed by the RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan, and that definitely has a much better martial arts feel as far as the series goes. I'm looking forward to finishing it because I'm a completist. I will finish watching a show even when they fuck me like Lost. But, you know, I don't know. I definitely can see why it's not the standout hit that they thought it was going
to
be.
When did they have to remove the larger penis from your anus? Was it Lost or was it Dexter?
Oof. I'm going to say...
Because you were walking a little hobbly for a little bit after Dexter.
Dexter was bad, man.
I mean, that's a limp you haven't gotten rid of yet.
All right, so you know what? I'm going to say the worst was Lost, and here's why. Lost, everyone got caught up in Lost. Everyone was so into Lost, fan theories. People spent a lot of time on the internet figuring it out. Even had, like, people like my parents calling their friends talking about it. You know, my parents, who would never get in any kind of fandom whatsoever because they're from the older generation, fully bought into Lost. And Lost was even worse because in the very second season, I was like, oh, they're dead. They're in purgatory. They're just waiting to go to heaven or something. And they're like, no. It's nothing like that. And it was. If you haven't watched Lost yet, it sucks, the ending.
So I knew Lost was going to suck from episode 1. Like, I just was like, this is the acting's the story's fun, but it's like, it's too long. It's too boring. But my friends and Allison were so into
everybody.
Lost.
What's so with the polar bear?
And everybody's like, well, you're just being like George. You're just saying you don't like it because you're George.
And this is like pre-HD everything. So people got like shitty screen grabs on the internet. Like, is that like a Dharma logo on a shark? Like, you know, stuff that, you know, now you would, no, that's not. That's a bump.
Yeah, and had that show been cancer. Like a typical 12, 13 season show like it is today and not a network programming, maybe it would have been good. But I just fell right into, like, I'll keep watching it with you guys. And I just watched my friends suffer and cry and just lives lost because of Lost.
There was a big, big, big party. The night that Lost ended, we all got together. We all watched it together. And everyone kind of had that collective, that was the worst shit we've ever seen. Like... You can't, you know, you can't unsee that. You spent 6 years watching this program. And look, no show, hardly any shows out there really end that it's going to completely satisfy every fan. But, like, not to give you anything satisfying. Not even just a little bit.
So it's 2010, I think.
It's like a shit sandwich without bread.
It's 2010. I'm in Greece. We're in Santorini. We're in the most beautiful place in the entire world.
Did you watch it in the most beautiful place in the world?
Allison's like, we need to watch this. And I'm like, how the fuck am I going to find the finale of Lost in Greece, in Santorini, with our spotty internet? Greece is still third world nation of Jace. So I'm there, and we're trying to find it. I think I had to torrent it. Like, I'm Pirate Baying in Greece on some proxy. And I finally get it. And we spend a night in freaking heaven watching the 2-hour finale of Lost. And in the end, it's purgatory. And when they walk into that church, but I will put it down on the table. I will slap your freaking bamboo boner on the table and say, I thought Dexter was worse.
See, Dexter, I will say, was not worse because Dexter was just like, kind of like, we're going to rip the Band-Aid off and it's over.
No, it was not. It was 4 years of hell that I continued with because, well, all my friends, my wife, everyone stopped watching because they were brilliant and smart. I continued to hate watch it from season to season to season to eight.
That's
and tough. When he became a lumberjack after his sister washed away to sea or whatever the hell happened, I just can't anymore. Like, I just can't. Like, my life, I lost a little bit of my life that day.
Yeah, I feel, now you know how Lost fans feel.
But Lost was, at least you had an ending. An ending that made sense.
It was a shit ending.
No, it wasn't an ending you loved. I mean, come on. Everybody expected that. Like, we expected Sopranos just end. Like, it's just, start of the Sopranos. Everyone thought it. What, you don't like Sopranos?
No, I did. I'm just like, okay, so what happens? Oh, it just goes to black.
I thought it was existential crap from beginning to end. So, Iron Fist.
You know what? Give it a watch. It's something that you can put on, keep in the background. Once it picks up, I'm sure everyone's going to be psyched about it. However, you know, I can see why all the reviewers didn't like it.
We got viewer Charles Francis.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Writes, he will not watch Girls. I think that's you cool. are a fool and should absolutely watch Girls.
Or not.
I think you would love it. I think it's right up your alley. Like, come on. Shosh? I don't think he would be like, especially the season where he was like in Hello Kitty World.
Yeah.
She was in Hello Kitty World.
That's fair.
Chuck would love it.
Chuck would love that.
Happy birthday, Chuck. You are an old man, but we adore you. Never change. So what are we going to talk about next? We're talking about Get Out.
Didn't see it.
And you're going to talk about Lego Movie.
Yeah, I'm talking Lego
Movie. And we're going to kind of like talk the, you know, verses.
All right, let's go head to head. Let's do this.
So Get Out. I don't even know what I should tell you about it, because I can't ruin anything for you.
Yeah, don't ruin it for me.
You're going to watch it?
I am totally going to go see it.
You're going to go to the movies and see this.
That's what everyone says.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
So Get Out is a movie where a black guy, white girl, fall in love, go meet the parents. And then everything goes weird.
Yeah.
And that's all I can say. It's the best movie I've ever seen, so you should go see it. Talk to me about Lego Batman.
Lego Batman was super fun. I've been actually waiting to see Lego Batman, and it just kind of turned up that I was able to go see it this weekend.
How was it compared to the Lego movie?
So the music isn't as good, and that's the big thing. The music isn't as good because how do you top everything is awesome? That being said...
Everything is Batman.
Well, you thought they would go that way, but they didn't. That being said, it's probably the best Batman movie ever made. They actually make exceptional points and great jokes about every single Batman movie ever made, cartoons included, and it's romantic comedy.
Is there a scene where he's got a shark hanging from his leg while he's on a helicopter? Yes, there is. I knew it. That is awesome.
Yeah, it's so good.
So did it follow
the... And you know what that shark is? Yeah, Jaws.
It's Jaws. It's... How do you know Jaws. It's Jaws, though?
Trust me.
It is.
It's Jaws.
I think I'm gonna wait to see that on DVD.
Yeah, watch it. You know, watch it at home with Allison.
But it's Get Out, you should pay and go see.
I definitely will. I'm very psyched about. I heard nothing but amazing things about it. I just.
I went to Carousotes.
I hear it's delightful.
Had my lying back seat.
Lying back seats are good. I was in a theater that also had lying back seats, and I don't know how you can go back once you have the recliner seats. And I've been arguing with George Clausen about this for years. Like, I'll just go around the block to the AMC. He's like, but they don't have the good seats.
Yeah,
like,
Josh Goldfarb's the same way.
Like, he's like, he's,
no idea.
Once I've had it a couple times in a row, how do you go back
but
to the
I
farm?
Will argue you that I will go to Alamo, which does not have reclining seats.
All right, but Alamo has a kicking menu. They got great
fried
drinks.
Fried
pickles, and they show great old movies. So right there, I'll take that over reclining seats any day.
So, I got my box of graded comics back.
What?
Yes.
Finally?
If anybody's been following my ordeal of learning how to get my comic books graded, nobody else is writing. Ken Lucas is. Yes, hope for Boba Fett. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Ken Lucas, but ha. Do you know what that means?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means either.
I guess it gives you a bun.
Anyway, got my grading stuff back.
So, tell the people about you. You sent it out once.
I sent it out. And did I mention, have we talked about it? The U.S. Postal Service decided to, like, gore my box, and CGC rejected it, the grading company, and sent it back to me. I was having a heart attack for 2 weeks waiting for my comics to come back. And they finally ended up in Florida. And after a week, it only took a week to have them graded.
Right.
Everybody's saying it takes forever, but it was no time at all.
Must be a slow,
I got
slow
my
month.
Box back.
All right.
My box back.
You got your box back.
Talk to the audience.
I'm sipping on my cocktail.
Dead space sucks.
Well, I picked the wrong times for silence, George. And they're always awkward, and I'm always sipping on my drink.
God,
all right, so what'd you get?
It's tough wearing my championship belt while I'm opening boxes. So, Alias, number one. I got 9.4.
9.4 is a good grade.
Which is actually pretty good. I want to say they do a wonderful job with this whole packing thing.
Yeah.
This looks amazing. This I kind of... So I went in with no expectations.
Right.
Like, these could have all came back three. I didn't really care. Like, I was just psyched to, like, you know, have some way of forever preserving my comic books. So I got 9.4 on Alias. That was pretty good.
Nice.
Not so good on New Mutants 98. New Mutants 98
really?
Came back a 4.5.
Ah, that's tough. So what is it worth at a 4.5?
I don't know. I saw them up there for like $100. It was still worth getting it done for $16.
Not bad.
They noted like rips and tears. I guess they call little creases rips and tears.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
It would be the extras.
The discoloration. I don't know. That kind of sucks. But again, not expecting anything.
Ken was pointing out that Jordan Peele from Key and Peele directed Get Out.
And did an amazing job at it.
So I think that maybe that Hope for Boba Fett was a autocorrect fail.
That might be it.
That makes a lot of sense.
How do you get that?
I've gotten some real shady shit with autocorrect.
So NYX, number three.
Okay.
First X23, what do you think?
9.2.
9.4!
All right!
Wow! Yeah. We should do Price is Right. This actually turned out really well. I didn't even know I owned it. So
closest without going over, folks. Too
okay.
Sweet.
Amazing Spider-Man. Don't look!
I'm not looking.
Amazing Spider-Man 300. What are you guessing? It's old.
Hologram cover or no hologram cover?
This never had a hologram color. This is Amazing Spider-Man 300. This is before hologram. You were like four.
All right, you gotta cover the back corner because I can see the back corner.
Damn it, what do you think?
Oh, it's a six. I can see it's
yes!
a six. I'm not going to guess.
That
I
actually
it.
Was pretty good. I thought this was in way worse condition than,
that's good.
Than the other ones. I'm shocked that this came out. So that turned out really well. Spawn number one, what do you
Spawn
think?
Spawn number one.
I don't even know why I got this one graded. Is this even? Does anybody even care about Spawn anymore?
What year did Spawn come out?
I don't know. It says 92.
Nine.
It got 9.2.
Okay.
I actually was kind of surprised about that, but I probably never even read it.
I'm trying to think how old you were in, like, 92. Like, it would determine, like, how good you would keep your comics.
Well, that's the thing. Final one. Uncanny X-Men 266, First Gambit.
First Gambit? Eight.
No, 4.52.
Really?
Yeah, I was actually shocked that this one came in that low.
Well, that was a good issue.
But
you definitely read it.
But then I actually thought about it, and I read the fuck out of these comics. Like, I remember being on a boat. Like, a boat. My dad had a boat.
Dad had a boat?
It wasn't that fancy. But
and
I would
comics.
I would be on the boat. All my X-Men New Mutants.
They were expensive.
I would bring
water.
Like a stack
yeah.
and read them on a boat.
Yeah.
So I'm not shocked that those came in at that reading.
What if the guy grading goes, he definitely read it on a boat?
Oh, we were having like, I didn't know they were all guessing. But since we're about a minute behind, this completely makes no
yeah.
sense. Thank you to our Facebook Live followers.
Sorry about that.
So I am happy. I'm actually
going
to go and do some more. I'm not upset by the 4.5s.
That's
look,
not bad.
I never actually opened up the issues when I pulled them out of the box to see
right.
what they actually look like, because why ruin them anymore?
Yeah.
But I think they did a good job.
So here, let me give you a little perspective.
Sure.
So $16 a comic, right?
Yes.
All right. So if you went to a comic book store and you bought a frame for your comic, like it's shitty looking, it's got like a lot of black around the edges. Sure, you could like hang it on the wall, but you're going to spend like $6-7 on just a frame for a comic. For an extra $10, you have it graded. It's going to look good forever. And now it's a showpiece.
Yeah. No,
and you're
I'm like, so I'm going to do another batch of six in a couple weeks.
Do it.
Grab George Collazo, see if he wants to submit.
He definitely has something he wants to submit.
And, you know, I say go for it. I think CGC's not that bad. Again, if it's worth under $200, it's only $16.
So if it's worth over $200, how much is it?
$60 or $50
okay,
or something like that. I don't know. And I don't know how they guesstimate it. I don't know if it's pre-grading or post-grading.
Do you get the Overstreet Price Guide? And...
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I use the Overstreet Price Guide just to get a guesstimate on whether that comic book's worth
yeah.
anything. Then I'll do some eBay like ended listings.
Now, does the Overstreet Price Guide... Now the Overstreet Price Guide was what we all used to read as kids to find out what our comic books
That is
were.
A lie. That is a lie.
Prove it.
I used Wizard Guide Comics.
Yeah. So we all got the Overstreet Price Guide because it came out once a year. It was very, very accurate, and it wasn't run by that clown guy, Seamus. So we used the Overstreet Price Guide. What I want to know now, because Overstreet Price Guide is still around, do they do CG, do grading in the guide?
I don't think so. No? I think it's non-graded.
Non-graded?
But I guess you could, I don't know. I actually don't know that.
It's a good question.
I cannot answer that question, Hambone.
It's a good question.
So we've discussed girls.
We have discussed girls.
We discussed comic books.
Comics.
We discussed Get Out.
And Lego Batman.
And Lego Batman.
I made us a drink.
So the only thing left to talk about is wrestling.
Ooh, let's do it.
Last week, last Wednesday, the WWE announced via a big Instagram and Twitter post that they were releasing, so they found this hidden treasure trove of videotapes called Southpaw Regional Wrestling. And it was all our favorite wrestlers dressed up as 80s people, cutting promos like they were from the 1980s. Friday, 4 episodes drop on YouTube, which I was not expecting.
Now, you know I went to the WWE Network.
Nope.
And I'm like looking around, I'm like, why isn't it coming up? They just gave it away on YouTube.
The
best thing that they have produced in 2 years, they gave away for free on YouTube.
Because Vince McMahon's like, there's no fucking way I am putting this on the network.
And it's a hit.
It is a hit.
A runaway hit.
You need to go watch it. If you don't know what we're talking about, if you love 80s nostalgia wrestling or Southern wrestling or bad wrestling, just watch Southpaw Regional Wrestling. They
Less than a half hour for all 4 episodes.
Each episode's like 8 minutes long. Yep. And it is amazing. And I think the biggest travesty is I think they did take it to be a joke.
Yeah.
And did not create the pay-per-view that they're hyping up through the whole thing.
Lethal Leap Year.
Because they realized Leap Year is until 2020 or something.
It was so fast.
Why I love wrestling is not because of the athleticism. It's not because of the sexy young men. It is not because of the lovely women. It is because of the funny.
The funny, the stories.
I watch for the funny. I love funny wrestling. I grew up with funny wrestling.
How excited were you that they finally did something good with the club?
Exactly. This was the best use of Anderson and Gallows.
Like, you have the best use of Anderson and Gallows.
Fandango.
Best use of Fandango. The best use of Tyler Breeze. That should be Tyler Breeze's new character.
Absolutely.
He would be so over.
I say, just, you know, if you miss wrestling as it used to be, there's only one thing you should do, YouTube Southpaw Regional Wrestling. Do you think they're going to continue this?
Oh, they have to. Well, because you know what? I think they're going to continue it. John Cena actually got involved.
Really? Yeah, duh. He's the... No, that's not John Cena. That's Rex... I don't know his last name.
John Cena got involved. And if he's involved, they'll probably make more.
So, we are going to finish up with this episode right now. What awesome things have you found this week?
What awesome things have I found?
You're supposed to come prepared, motherfucker.
George, I'm settling back into my seat, getting relaxed to talk about the awesome things that I found this week.
Ah, okay. Vagina doesn't count.
George, Jesus Christ. No, awesome things that I found this week. I will tell you, porter for brunch. Very delightful.
Porter for brunch.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly delightful. I have also found the other show that I've been watching, like, instead of Iron Fist, which is the Southpaw Regional Wrestling. I cannot speak enough to tell you to go on YouTube, watch it for free, sling it to your big screen TV from your phone. It's the most entertaining.
You're
I've been watching
chilling
wrestling
something
for a while.
We just talked about 2 minutes ago.
Because it's that good. It's so nice, George. It's so nice you said it twice. There, I said it out loud. I also am pretty stoked on my brand new Vitamix machine that I got at home and this new delicious Orange Julius style smoothie that I make every morning with vanilla ice cream.
I'm so excited to try this Orange Julius.
I'm living the dream.
I've never had an Orange Julius before.
Oh, bro.
I'm so psyched.
We're going to watch wrestling and I'm going to make you delightful things.
So, cool things I love this week.
Oh, you actually have it in the pouch?
Oh, everything goes by. I've been taking this off in 2 weeks. I got Horizon Zero Dawn.
Wow.
One of the best video games I've played in a long time.
So you're wearing it to work or what?
Every day. My boss just looks at me like I'm weird, but I'm like, hey, I got all the phones in here. All the phones. I can store like at least 5 or 6 phones in this thing, and they all go off. Or one iPad mini. Or a video game. Horizon Zero Dawn. Amazing. This is a post-apocalyptic game. Takes place like a million years in the future. There's robot dinosaurs ruling the world. It's kind of like the Dinobots, but not really. But humanity still exists. So it's like humanity and like the world has moved on, but it's past like Fallout. And you are a girl and you're trying to find out who your family is and why you're rejected for your tribe. And you kill robots. And it's just like, it's like Fallout meets like Transformers meets...
So it meets your ass to the couch for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and
I won't see you on the weekend.
And this is like 4K, and I don't have a 4K TV, but I hear it's gorgeous.
I bet. Come miles and play 4K.
Just in case nobody knows this, if you pre-order a game from Amazon.com, you save
$20.
20%. Or 25%. I don't know. But nothing it's an Amazon Prime thing. Anyway, Horizon Zero Dawn, highly recommended. Cool stuff I love this week. Arr! What else you got for us, Hambone?
I'm pretty excited because we got a solo mission this weekend.
What's your solo? Oh, we are going to, yes. That's it's a secret mission.
I was holding back on that, but it's fine because you could chastise me for relaxing.
That's okay.
I told you things that I love and things I want to do.
We might have a lot of episodes coming up.
We have a lot of episodes.
We might
coming,
actually
folks.
Do a little tiki road trip around New York on Sunday and just record everywhere we go.
We're going to be a little prolific coming up soon.
We'll see. I don't do well with alcohol, and I'm going to be driving. We'll figure all that out. We're going to do that, and then next week we will be back at our regular time and channel.
Same bad time, same bad channel.
If you're a wrestling fan, you have to turn on. We will be doing our WrestleMania predictions 5 days out from WrestleMania.
5 days out from WrestleMania. 5 days out from my 38th birthday.
We might have some guests with us.
Are we going to guests?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's not that hard to get guests.
It really is not hard to get
guests. Ken, are you available? Eddie Enger, are you available? Like, it's pretty easy. We can just get wrestling nerds to just show up by snapping our fingers.
We can actually fill both couches.
Yes, we can fill three people here.
It'll
be so
wide.
Much sausage, it'll be absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
It'll just stink in here.
Terribly.
How can people reach you, Hambone?
You can find me on Twitter at Hambreaker. I might tweet this week. I probably won't. You can find me at Unwinnable, my podcast, Eye of the Beer Holder. We talk about Dungeons and Dragons. Pretty cool.
You can reach me at GLK Creative on Instagram, on GLK Creative at Twitter. You can find me at Cult of George, where I'm talking all about comic book grading and bands and all that fun stuff. You can also find me at, I don't know, I'll shoot your wedding at glkcreative.com or not. So I'm in semi-retirement, I think.
Well, you're like Ric Flair retired.
I'm like Ric Flair retired. I will shoot a wedding if you're badass enough.
Exactly.
What else? How else can you reach me? Ello. I think I'm still on Ello.
Is that still a
thing? I might still be on Ello.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think we're
anyway,
all still on
Ello. I'm George. This is...
Hambone.
And we are out!
Aloha.
Серой болью всю душу свело, кокаина серебряной пылью, все дороги пути замело.
Yeah, time to watch SmackDown. Let's go watch SmackDown. Yeah, Inku, I'm glad you need a drink. We need some gogi in our mouth. Maybe we're gonna get some gogi in our mouth on Sunday before we go.
And you've been talking about putting a lot of things in our mouths.
Dude, you have never lived until you've had gogi in your mouth. You know what we're going to do? On Sunday, I'm going to put some gogi in your mouth. And then we're going to go to Death & Co. And then we're going to go to that mermaid place. And then we're going to go to the Barnacle Bar. And we're going to shoot at every single location.
I'm good. Let's do it.
I'm going to have Inku put some gogi in your mouth. It's going to be amazing.
All right.
Are you psyched?
I'm hype.
I'm psyched.
I'm psyched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go watch some.